Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio listeners, Facebook Live watchers, and anybody else who has tuned into us. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour.
She is that.
Often people say, well, Deborah, how'd you get that moniker? And I say to them, well, I didn't dream it up. AOL gave it to me. Mm-hmm. They were doing a secret talent hunt when back in the day when they would have a jillion chat rooms. I'd open one.
They were like the internet, really.
Oh, they were.
For the common folk.
And that is even back when they were charging by the hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got like so many hours free a month, and that was it. And then ba-bam.
And I knew I was being scouted one night when I was giving readings in the chat room, and someone there started asking technical questions. And I thought, oh, this is somebody who knows something.
Mm.
And sure enough, later that night, I received an email inviting me to be their love doctor. So I took it, and that's when AstroNet was live. Now, I don't know how many of you do you remember AstroNet? It was one of the top 10 sites on AOL. I don't even think it exists anymore.
No, they don't have any of this stuff anymore.
No, AOL
just is an internet site and provides email.
So we always want to clarify that we're using ordinary playing cards, not tarot and not oracle, no angel cards tonight.
No moon cards, even though I like them.
We're going to be doing rebel card readings with Veronica here, who notes on your readings when you call in. She gets a nice little set of files. So if we need to refer back on your...
There's no... That's me typing stuff. I'm going to get a shield up here.
Okay. And she will also give you a rubber party tonight. These are legitimate cards. You can get them from Amazon. A lot of us... good because they are in your face. No flowers. No, it's just what you need. So the one that's over here on my right, those of you watching on Facebook Live, are probably the Jimbo Baggins.
Oh, the ones that aren't new.
Yes. He is kind of a jack of all trades. And he works around everything.
Just basically like them, viewing the Facebook Live broadcast, just like they are, and able to chat, representing us.
But you're also ousting people that are
the scammers that come in, yeah. I mean, I have powers.
Excuse me.
The powers.
It helps who's on the phone, and they can just a little this and a little of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. All right. Are you done? You done?
Yeah, I was just going to mention one thing. We tried in last night's show to fill out the cards on the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case.
It was a pure question.
It was
a pure question.
And I'll tell you, as yesterday, literally, no other way to say it, a shit show.
That's what you expect after these high-profile, big-dollar lawyers and stuff. It's not nothing is going to be here cut
and
dry.
And it's not. It's kind of a big mess, so I couldn't even ascertain at that point who was the head, who might be the winner.
The wiener schnitzel.
So anyone who's been following it, there have been those who are kind of talented, tech, who have taken snippets of the feed. I have to tell you,
and mess with stuff, and it's not hard.
No, Veronica says you have to be careful.
Yeah.
About this, because
they maybe could take down your video, or you could be flagged. And I don't want to be flagged.
Well, a lot of these people are tech savvy, or doing it, not even probably fake accounts.
Well,
stuff,
no,
so
I'm saying that my friend posting it in the background of their video be taken down. Because I've had a couple where I've used or whatever,
yeah,
and they remove the audio, which makes the whole video worth it.
Right. Facebook has the right to be Gestapo.
Well, I'm not so innocent either, because I have been suspended indefinitely.
On Twitter?
And they won't even tell me what I did. Yes, and the only thing I've done is posted the show. The show. That's it.
Really?
Yep, and they said I've committed a major infraction. And I'm still in Facebook jail on Facebook.
Yeah, that should be running out soon, though.
Supposed to be May 31st.
Yeah, I'll say this month's almost toast.
A few days away.
Yeah.
It is indeed. All right. Communications, we have a holding. Call on hold,
okay,
and we're going to get to you, but we got to talk about the communication part of this here. Are we done yet now?
We're ready.
Go ahead and talk. All right,
thank
you.
I'm sorry.
All right, that number to call in is 560-9676. That is the primary means of contacting us.
Yes.
Because Blog Talk has an automatic queue system, put you in a queue, you'll hear the
yeah,
thing of beauty. And you can Skype in too. You can Skype
in.
We have Skypers. And
and this.
I didn't get that yet.
All right, you go ahead.
I made my card flyer.
After you are on hold and we go to your call, please get off your speakerphone or it sucks on our end. I've been on the road. Okay, we got you. Work out. Be on phone, kid, in one spot, not multitasking, and nice for the background is not natural, right? If you're unable to call us, then our secondary method is Facebook Messenger. You will messenger Deb Lee. Don't message a ship. Really need friends with her. Okay? Happy, well, obviously, anybody. And the deal is you will messenger us when we physically not when I say we mess now because there's automatic some on Facebook.
You will come to this, the portal.
And if we're ready for you, we're going to say not now. No, you can't go back.
And
we are ready.
How do they send you?
Definitely.
How do you just click it? Everybody knows how to
see. Puts it in here, how the proper.
Okay. I want to have a link or.
Puts it in her up
okay.
There, yep.
Okay.
Wow, and I have my little copy and paste for the phone number. So, yeah.
That's how you find it then.
Yeah, so, and that's for Facebook folks anyway. Blockers.
Keep you turned this way. So if you come through the video, we're not showing you to the world.
Right.
Otherwise, you can simply audio call.
You can do audio. A lot of times, if you're not sure about your connection data, your audio is going to be a quicker connection if you're having some issues or something. Let's see. Christiana says, Blog Talk is very choppy. I can hardly make out what you're both saying.
No,
I don't know. We have no control over the Blog Talk.
Yeah, we don't.
I have no control over that, folks.
Maybe
ask her if Facebook
issues.
Christiana
told us that.
Yeah, those folks will tell us if that's coming to clear. Facebook. Not Blog Talk.
Yes. We'll just keep on. And if we don't use either of these methods, if you can't call, you can't message her, then we will turn to the Facebook Live folks that are in there and just can't. And they can type the question in when we ask.
Yes.
All right.
One more. All right. I think we are ready.
Okay, we're going to see what's going on here. My Blog Talk is very choppy. I've got, like, a genuine problem. You know, internet somewhere here, there, where, everywhere.
My, yeah. Cut. cocktails back.
I
had coffee and water.
I had to take some social media pictures.
Good, great.
Well, let's give this a shot. Let's go. Let's do her.
Murphy, bring her on.
Bring her on. We're going to go to, hope this works. Area code 651, which is in Minnesota, 651. Can you hear us?
I can kind of hear you. In and out.
That's very weird.
But my question, or this is Christiana again.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are doing well.
Same to you.
Thank you. I was wondering actually about a different goddess. Her name is, there were people call her Venus or Aphrodite. And I was just wondering what the cards say about, like, if she has a message for me, you know, if she was pleased with her offerings and all that.
Okay, sounds good. Now, I did a little some write-ups about Venus, Christiana, she seems a little on the loose. Yeah. I was surprised in terms of the mythology.
That Venus, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the goddess of Venus.
And the constitution was, you know, mentioned there.
Well, you know, it's...
there you go.
That was the world's most profession. I'm not sure if that's...
You know, if you think about it, though, let's think it's most... elemental law. Aren't we all essentially prostitutes in one form or another?
That could be a whole different show.
Job.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's the definition you choose to look at. Sure. Mm-hmm. I got you. We're talking like walking into a store transaction-wise, that's a different ball game. You know? $20, what can I get for $20? You know, that type of deal. Walking in.
Probably a low-grade blow-up.
Remember the regular chicken brown cow, 7-Eleven.
Yes.
But remember back in the day, they literally were open 7-Eleven, hence the name.
Cool. I know. 7-Eleven,
they
were.
That's where they got their name from, way back
the
in their...
The ones out here, though, are not anymore.
In their early days. I mean, we're talking... A lot of people even knew they were around, but they weren't global, like they're out on global, as far as nationwide spread out. Okay, anyway...
You are asking Christiana in terms of knowledge, correct?
She's offerings or whatever, yeah.
Oh, if she's pleased
with the offering.
Well,
yeah, and if there's any
message. Yeah. Very nice if she said no.
Right.
You know.
But maybe she would if she's just going to do something.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about this goddess, but she's intriguing in the sense that her attention is like spread over the place. So you have a tiny cog in a great big machine.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But she feels concerned when you have highs, your highs are great, but your lows are concerning. Okay, and you would have to relate to that yourself, Christiana. You know, I wouldn't know, but the goddess seems to know.
Extremes.
Yes, extremes.
A lot of people do. Not.
Yeah.
She would love for you to find balance.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the freaking life, isn't it?
Of course, to her, like character, being you to the lover. You know, to get to all your feminine juices flowing, if you know what I mean. Well, she's the essence about her that is about life-giving. And, you know, you got to have the horny people. You're not going to have for civilization.
Well, no, it's either going to go up or down. You know, how you're hanging.
And,
oh, my gosh. Right.
Well, I remember somewhere back in time. Within my lifetime, heard it was said that people lose interest, the civilization is in trouble.
Mm.
But as long as interested,
society flourishes, civilization.
Yeah. It will not exist if you don't have children.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to get them?
Hey, international shout out to Mike from the UK.
Mike.
I just wanted to get that in
and
real quick.
Here's just a quick little aside. I don't know if any of you got this, but there was a commentator that was on CNN how today broke for a break during the Johnny Depp trial, and a woman stood up and said, "Johnny, I love you." And he, of course, waved and said, "Love you too." And she's saying, and then she said, "And this is your baby." Hear about that?
Nope.
It was kind of a big little thing today.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have laughed. The millions of women would hold up a kid and say that too.
So for you, Christiana, the cards through Venus, they are saying that you really need to get more sexually expressive.
Get be with it.
That's right. Good way to put it.
Exactly what came into my head.
Louise from the UK. I got to get these in because sometimes folks got to go. Louise. I got to get in real quick because sometimes they go night.
Get jiggy with it.
Sorry about that. It was a break in the.
I just mean you should go orgies and that.
If she wants to, she should.
Women, you know, many Minneapolis, St. Paul, kind of a huge hotbed of us.
There you go.
There's a lot going on down there. Yeah,
that's what you said. There's a lot going down,
all right. Because she set up on this. Well, this is really an interesting one. And tell us, Christina, because you probably know better than we. I read that Tom often slept with, who was it Atlas? There was some god that she was often sleeping with. And I can't remember.
Mm.
Oh, I don't. I'm not sure. I have to look into that more. But she slept with a lot of people.
And Mercury busted and caught them. I'm telling you, this mythology stuff is it Greek?
Well, I'm asking you because the Romans, like when they were there and conquered, this stuff's cool. We want to do it too, and they come up with their own similar. They like that shit. So they did their own.
Yeah, so Christiana,
is
this Greek mythology? Does anybody out there in Facebook land know? Okay. Wow, those people.
Maybe Zeus himself, remember, he was humans and stuff too, remember?
They should make some
movies. Lots of movies about that.
Yeah, but I mean with the juiciness in them.
Yeah.
Okay.
You still watch them, Deb.
Okay, Christiana, you stay both your art and your perspective, like of what you put up. For you.
Yeah, don't worry about
this. Young lady is excellent at a variety. She's got like a spectrum of different services that she's offering on the internet. So keep post it. I'll repost it for you. But you're showing that you are going to start to actually find yourself going on an upswing financially and with in terms of like fandom. Gaining followers, and there's affection there. So maybe that's a kind of a. You will make Venus smile.
You gotta love that you are.
That's the way the one don't want. Venus.
Talking about the Frankie Avalon song.
I
was gonna talk about some armless.
Oh my God.
See, now, Christiana, you called on a night, and we are all a little bit.
Twitter-pated.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
At least you guys are having fun.
No, no. Just stay put.
Stand by for your rebel card reading.
Yes. It says, there's a brack in your sense of humor. But it was right next to this one that says, listen the crack up, control freak. Don't get
Now, that's got to be from Venus.
Yeah.
What's the loosen the crack.
Loosen the hell.
Loosen the
crack. You can just put a kind of word there. Loosen the gosh darn gully up. You
duck.
Know. You can go rated G.
Oh, we're talking about
the F word.
F you. Yeah.
Right. So laugh and get laid.
If anybody interested.
Well, there you go. There's your message.
There you go, lady.
Thank you, hon. We look forward to talking again soon.
What just
Thanks.
What?
And I want to remind everybody by joining us, you are entering our drawing where we will be giving away free one-on-one readings that will be conducted, of course.
You say that you are there, or we're not going to put the thing down.
Yeah, we have to see you.
Yeah, we got to see. It has to be. I mean,
maybe you could even just put an emoji or something, right?
TikTok folks, if you're not also a Facebook Live viewer, there's not much we can do. Your phone number is kind of a privacy thing. I want to exploit that.
And we have you tell us your email address.
Yeah, we don't want to do that stuff. So it's kind of a Facebook Live viewer thing.
Well, Love Talk people can message you.
Yes.
Email. They can send you a message.
And Messenger.
Mm-hmm. So they know how to reach you.
Or on Dr. Deborah there.
Yeah, but they should, like, I want to be in the contest.
Yeah, that's all you got to say.
That's all you got to say, because we do these live reading shows. When the show's over, we don't all of a sudden do live 24/7 free messenger readings or anything like that. Don't even think that's going
down. Don't even think about
it. That fire ain't going to go down, all right?
Just want you to know that we are doing a giveaway, and they've been really, like, popular for us in the past. Some people need that to break the ice.
And everybody likes free.
Of course they do.
Okay. All right. Let's get the number up. 515-602-9676. Call in. Get your free reading. Call in to Book Radio.
Yes, do.
Okay. Do drum roll. Open the floor. The phone lines are open. So right now, you messenger folks, the first one that messengers Deborah Lee, you'll be live and get a reading. So we open the floor. Ding, ding, ding. A little Jeopardy. A little Final Jeopardy.
See, we have fun. Or they're traveling somewhere.
For those that are in the United States of America, it is Memorial Day weekend. Many of us, some of us, we haven't, for the last holiday at the shipyard was in February. So a lot of people are like, cool, I got a 3-day weekend or whatever, so they leave early, and kind of people, it's the official start of summer, and a lot of the beach, that's when they start throwing lifeguards out there on Memorial Day weekend.
Well, this was my first Friday off, and, kids was off from school, and so long, I had to sleep in.
Yeah.
And?
Someone woke me up at 8:51.
8:51 sounds pretty like...
No, I wanted to sleep into a 10 o'clock, that's what I said. Wait a 2.
Later, my room's like a tomb. Then you wake up and it'll be 11:30.
My room was a tomb except for she came in and wanted something to make breakfast because she can't sleep in.
Oh, do you trust her? The stove and all?
She's never set anything on fire like my oldest one.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one she's done okay.
Well, the first one did.
Blew up my crock pot. She left it on the stove when the stove got attention.
Oh, my God.
And then didn't replace it.
Okay.
All right. I'm on the floor, and I'm also replying. So you guys just keep on chit-chatting. We're up here, too.
All right.
So I will get...
Please call us, or you can ring Messenger.
Make it rain.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. Thank you very much.
I hate when I...
What you do?
And you type really fast and in a couple of keys, but it was back and forth.
Four times I messaged from my messenger and realized, and they're like, what? And I'm like,
wrong people.
All just fingers doing some kind of autocorrect, typing, fish in a mushroom. I have no idea. I'm so sorry. I'm not
Hang on. We have somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello. We have area code 336.
And that is?
Hello? Here to the south, North Carolina, 36. You're up, North Carolina.
Hey, North Carolina. Hi. Are you with us?
Yes. How are you doing?
Hello there. And what's your first name?
Brittany.
We're doing. How are you?
It's Brittany.
I'm doing
well,
yes,
Brittany.
I'm doing. How are you doing,
Brittany? Very good. And we have, I don't think, in a while.
Yes.
Yes? No. See, we're having technical problems.
Apparently, and we don't know what's going on. But what you got cooking tonight? What's your question? What would you like to know?
I would like to know what is going to be going on with me within the next 3 months.
What would you like to have going on with you? Just to
I would like to have my court case dismissed, basically. And I just want to make sure that I'll be in the clear.
Okay. You have to be real specific. Was it like a traffic issue or, you know, minor? Or is it something?
It's a criminal.
It's dealing
with drugs. My fiance, I'll be honest, he was selling drugs, and they had a warrant for his arrest. And when they went to come to pick him up, I was also in the car where he had. Yeah, where he had drugs, and so they end up charging me as well. Samaya. Huh?
Jeez. You were kind of
yes,
a conflict.
So we'll see my
okay. I'm really sorry to hear that for you. But I'm going to look
ma'am.
Now.
Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
All right, and remember, we are not sanctioned to give any legal advice or medical advice.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
We don't have pretend.
Yeah.
So I can only just tell you, like, atmospherically.
Yeah, no here, no legal training.
Basically, how you are going to feel. She might be able
yeah.
to sense how you are going to feel or others around you. The atmosphere is going to be heavy.
A bird's eye view of the situation.
Exactly.
Seeing all the players and what's going on, and she's going to give you feel now. He's right now.
Has your man been to court? Your guy?
Yes, he has. Okay, I'll call you in a minute. Yes, he has been to court, but they haven't did anything with it yet.
Okay. All right.
And so he has said he hasn't been given the option to say she was not involved, this was not her, she had nothing to do with it, she knew nothing?
He told that to the arresting officer, but they still arrest me, and he told his lawyer. So he said once he goes in front of the judge, he will say the same thing again.
A lot of times that's arrest because they just do something and the judge.
Also, I want to what I'm getting here. You have to appear, and right now that like, you'll have to appear.
You said what now? I can barely hear you.
You have to appear.
Are you physically have to appear in court?
Do I physically have to go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
I do.
Okay.
And I have a lawyer.
Okay.
Good deal. Smart.
I'm just saying your cleaner kind of way have on the outcome of the case.
Can you barely hear you say the question? Yeah. What now?
Attitude in court is going to really sway this case. So be nice to me. You know, unless your lawyer. And dance for them. But I want you to know, hon, you face a really successful future. It may not come for a few years yet, but I see you definitely having a good amount of success here. There's money, there's ability, and I mean, I just wanted to tell you what you're going through, that things are going to get better for you. Okay, let's have a
stand by for your robocard reading.
Yeah.
Okay. You think someone is lying? They are.
Okay, Brittany, if you think somebody's lying, your robocard says they are. So beware.
You said it said what now?
Her card is you think someone is lying, they are.
Okay. So bear that in mind.
If I feel like someone is lying, they are.
Yeah. If you think your rebel card is a baby, you got a feeling that somebody, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably wouldn't know that because it's, you know.
Trust your intuition.
Trust your intuition and trust your lawyer.
Yeah. Good luck.
Trust.
Good luck, honey.
Take care. Okay. You think it's the Yeti? Okay. All right. We're going to have, technical issues.
I can barely hear. What do you think is going to happen in court on my behalf? You think it's going to go in my favor?
I think you, very humble, very meek, dress nicely, make the judge believe that you are a quality person. You know, go in there being all you don't care. It might hold the charges. Remember,
just make sure that you go in with a nice attitude, you know, how you are, and
We're going to have to run out, okay? Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we already did the card. Thanks, honey. Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so very much.
Bye-bye, honey. If Zach was here, he's very good at controls on here.
Anyway, for informational and entertainment purposes only. And I would like to remind everybody that number to call in is area code 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. And we have a caller.
Okay.
And we know this area code.
No, right.
Okay,
all right.
Hey, Ann, 806, Texas. Ann, she told me she was calling in.
Hello, Ann. Happy Friday.
Hello, how are y'all?
We are doing really pretty good. Mm-hmm. See, they're having issues.
We can hear you.
Yes. Good. Now on my end.
It's Veronica.
We
heard from you.
Right. Well, I was calling because I did go to that expo fair, but I didn't meet anybody special. So, and I did get a phone call from a lawyer because my parents, you know, both passed and they had some property that was sold. And they said they were trying to contact me and my sister for, like, a surplus of the sale. So I always wanted to see maybe if that's true. So will I get a little extra income of some sort, if that makes any sense?
Are they legitimate? Are they legitimate, Ann?
I don't know. That's why can give me insight if it's real or not.
Okay.
No, that's a bummer.
I can expect something.
Right. Well, the card's getting ready.
Extra income is always helpful.
Absolutely.
I know people say there is, but there is no such thing as too much money. Anybody who says that probably already has too much money. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I've never gotten the chance said, "Gosh, that's too much." No, I've never in my life ever got to get that.
Right.
It's been like a really, wow, look at that. This is great. But you know what? That's awesome. Keep it coming.
I've been scammed a few times by certain characteristics that give me red flags. One of them is, how good was the English?
Well, that's the easy one.
They call you on the phone?
Regular. Yes.
Okay.
Right. Did you catch the name of the firm?
It was something claims management services.
Yeah, that's not, I don't
so
like
I,
all that.
You know, yeah, see, I wasn't, you know, wasn't.
No, when in doubt, hesitate and look, due diligence, Bessner Business Bureau, do all that stuff.
Okay, because I'm not seeing it necessarily as legitimate.
Right, and at 90%.
Yeah, okay.
To you.
Especially if they say, now we're going to need $150 from you to put the paperwork in motion.
Or some your card so we can credit your, all that crap.
Just say,
yeah, I have DirecTV and I get tons of AT&T scams. They actually use the word AT&T in the scam calls. They got me really close on the time.
So you don't see any extra money coming my way.
No, in fact, I see a lot, like a loss here.
If you go down the road.
Oh, so I would be really hesitant. And years ago, they used to just do them all in payment.
Yeah, and a lot of times they say, you know what, it seems too good to be true. Guess what? You know, that's hold on after all these years.
Have them send you a letter.
Yeah.
A mail letter.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's when they usually shut them down. They might start pitching. He's like, you know what? Send me a real mail and we'll talk about it. And then all of a sudden they go away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually it's a letter. And you could just say, your family wants to see, the specifics on paper.
Yeah. Because we're going to look up and run you through the ring with the paper business for scare them. If they're legit, they won't be scared. I'm going to through the Better Business Bureau to make sure you're legit.
Did they ask you for he asked you for information? Oh, maybe she didn't.
20-30 second delay. I don't know what to say.
I'm really sorry, everybody. We're tonight.
Oh, no. We'll see what happens. We've had internet problems.
Okay.
So we're assuming it's that. I mean, I had to reboot the entire internet because it's slow.
Do you have
it was slower than, like,
yeah.
100 baud dial-up, if anybody remembers that, or, that was...
I'll call another night for a regular checkup.
That would be tomorrow night if you're available.
But Anne, stand by for your rubble card reading.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's the one here with you.
Yes.
Here is your rubble. Fracking force it. Allow that shit to come to you.
And wonder what that would be.
Probably just this. Don't.
Extra money.
Just be careful. Be cautious, basically.
Just be cautious.
Yeah, buyer beware.
Buyer beware. You don't rush into things. That's what the scammers want you to do.
I once got all the way through giving them my bank number. And when I got to the last four, but you're going to have to send me something on paper because I'm not going to just give you my bank account over the phone. Never.
Yeah, that's the key. If you say, you know what, if you're legitimate, send information via regular mail, and I'll look into it. I'm busy. I don't like talking on the phone. You can just make up reasons for them to do it, and they'll go away, typically.
Right. Okay.
And if they're legit, you'll probably get something in the mail that you can then look into it.
Okay. Yeah, good idea. Okay. Well, thank you. Y'all have a good night. I'll try to check back in, like I said, for another night. Okay.
All right. Take care. You know, she said she didn't meet the man I thought, but he might have still been there.
Oh, yeah, true.
One never knows.
We'll hear from him, again.
Well, right. I mean, time is, that time thing shifts because you never write that down. You're actually a 12:03 on one day. You just give him a ballpark-ish. And like anything in the future, that could shift based on all the million other factors. That's life.
Yeah.
Life is full. It's dynamic. It's not static. We're going to go and open the whole thing to everybody.
Mike, I saw your question. You have to think it's totally inhuman if you wasn't. With been just drilling him. He was asking a Johnny Depp question.
Oh.
He said all the women he's dated, they would come out of the woodwork to say what an abuser he was. I really think he might have been a real abuser. Like, shut up, biatch. Don't.
For someone that wakes up, sleeps, drinks all day, 24 hours a day, whatever, but I don't know how you could or could do it.
I don't know. With the way she's been acting, I don't know. Go ahead and repeat what you were saying there, Jim.
I was trying to tell him all of us. Thank you very much. 515-602-9677. That's the number. We'll check. The lines are open. The next method is folks that are friends of Deborah Lee. You can message us right now. That is open, wide open. And if you can, neither, however you want to say it, folks that are viewing this on Facebook Live, and we've been interacting with them, type in your question now. And you want to roll with that. You want to roll with that discussion, Mike, last night?
It seems to be a trending topic.
Interested and you want to take a look. Hey,
I did it before the show
started.
What do you
think about
that
one thing right there?
About his being abusive? What? Yeah, that's what
I'm cards on it. What do you think?
I'll do the cards on it, but personally, I think poor man's probably been through a ringer with that girl.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't it, you know, we only know what we can get on the internet, right?
I saw a clip today. It was coming in. All the people are getting on their feet, and her lawyer had to go like that, like, get up.
To who?
To her.
Mm.
Yeah, and I thought, boy, disrespectful.
Or just, she's an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an idiot, they say.
Hey,
you know what? If we're going to do a job, maybe we're the best. So if you're going to be a village idiot, be the best idiot you can be.
I am going to look at Johnny's cards.
You should be doing it for that question. That's what you'd be doing based
on that.
These
cards belong to Johnny Depp, and I would like clear answers to answer the cards.
I have never seen you do that before.
I'll teach you guys how to do this.
You don't say it all. Lot,
no,
right?
I don't. I usually say it inside.
Yeah. Folks that are thinking, you're putting them together. That's the thing. You have to get in your mind.
Have a whole section where we deal with celebrities, what's really going on in their lives. Because, you know, they put out, like, what do they call it? Their own, I don't know. A package of who they are, whether it's real or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's talking agents put like a persona. Some people are like, you're friendly doing kid movies or this action type person that's a badass, you know, that type of stuff your movies.
What I'm getting here, these are cards, and what I'm getting here, and remember, if there's any power here, I'm not professing to say I know the ins and outs of Johnny Depp's life. So I'm just going to present here. He reminds me of a country mouse. Little thing, goes about its business, but boy, you put that little country mouse in the corner, and it's going to put its, paws? Does mouse have paws? But they will, you know, they will do what they can to fight back.
Or another animal.
I think that he has dropped and made him very edgy, very agitated.
Mm-hmm.
It's drinking.
It's probably the nature of his business.
And anybody out there who's ever dabbled in drugs in the 80s, cocaine was the ultimate party drug.
And for those that had money.
Well, or if you were female, men would share with you.
If you were a 500-pound female.
Well, the criteria, but they would share.
Yeah, well,
sometimes he'd be up late. You start to get a real personality from it all. And I just see her as a nagger, and that she just, you know, kept poking him. You can only poke that bug. Where he may have thrown whiskey bottles around. He ripped the door of a cabinet. Men, rather than wanting a woman, they'll put their fists through a wall. Hey, get on the office.
That was Andy.
Andy, yeah.
You know, and here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
Unless you know the warehouse really good, when you put your fist through a wall, if there's one hand, hit the stud, you're going to break a whole bunch of bones in your wrist.
I would
hit the stud all over this hand. Get back to the reading.
I actually see Johnny Depp as a really loving guy. He just, those are times when he went to rehab and he got clean. Then, I mean, he's very sensitive and has a lot of sweetness about him.
Oh, yeah.
But they were too toxic.
Sounds like typical Hollywood couple.
Yeah. Who's suing who?
But he sued her first because she wrote some op-ed.
They typically do.
I believe it was the Washington
Post. Yeah, something slandering, right?
She never said his name, but she said something of domestic.
She said enough where it didn't need to be there.
But she sued him for $50 million. Yeah. Isn't it?
I thought you said he went after her and then countersued. That's what I thought you said. I don't follow the quote. I don't know.
She's suing him for $100 million.
I don't know about who did what.
That's what she wants. And he'll probably give her money.
Or maybe it's money that she would have got from a divorce. It'll be a lot.
He has made a lot of money. Why not just write a check and piss her off?
Sometimes principle takes over.
Yes.
You know, sometimes. All their agents and everybody try to convince them, hey, you know, and sometimes, no, this is personal. I'm going on the road.
There's a hint here that he may want to settle out of court. And well, I'll never know.
You know? That's the kicker that happens a lot.
That I couldn't really pick up on who was going to win this case.
And sometimes that is the best thing for his career. You keep on acting, maybe just settle. Put this to bed and put the clamps on all the information and nobody gets
killed.
Yep. Or they buy the settlement.
And then they'll be screwed.
Yeah. Yep. Which means there'll be money, but it probably isn't a bajingo dollar.
But here's the kicker, everybody.
Holy goat, you're
still in love with him.
Of course.
With love.
And this was the retaliatory on her part. What thing? You put the screws to a guy, and I don't know if you do it in kind too, but if you're going to put the screws to a guy, you really think he's going to come back with all kinds of, you know, hearts and stars and unicorns and rainbows for you.
Women do it that way, and guys a lot of times turn into stocks thinking that's going to come change their mind.
True.
Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you so much. Oh, you know I love you. It's like,
he just overcomes. What's he saying?
He knows more than we are. He's following, he's watching a lot closely. He paid her
$10 million
they talked about that.
In the divorce.
Yeah, that was
and
the divorce.
She
element.
Said she was donated to some kind of hospital.
Charity. She just said charity.
Understand. Did you ever donate that? She got all.
Did you donate it? I pledge it. I donate it. It was like, at a certain point, it was like you wanted to go up there with a tennis racket or a baseball. About smacking people around.
Well, we gotta have a little kind of a receipt.
No, all they kept saying, did you actually donate? She goes, I pledged it. And they said, but did you donate? She just wouldn't answer it.
No. And that Camilla or the Latina lady that's on Tony's team just hammered the heck out of her.
Like, do you understand pledging, donate, you know? She's just like, I pledged it.
She refused to.
It means, no, I didn't.
Answer the question.
That's the fact, means I didn't do it. All right.
So, interesting, isn't it, though?
Where is Johnny Depp from?
Who's that?
I am.
I was reading his history today.
Where was he born? Where was his country of origin?
Philadelphia.
I thought he came up the hard way. Yeah.
And
what about
Amber?
And she, too. They were the products of, you know, really dysfunctional background.
Okay, so they're both from...
Yeah.
Not a star.
He's
are.
From Kentucky. Can you find out where Amber's from?
He is actually born in Kentucky, huh? Okay.
Kentucky.
For Johnny?
Uh-huh.
I don't care.
Elon Musk guy.
That's kind of weird.
I've seen pictures of
him. He's a gazillionaire. No, he's not. He's the weirdo that led.
Did he?
He's the guy that's from another country.
I thought he was buying Twitter.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah.
Okay, different name. My bad.
Apparently an accident.
Yeah.
I've never seen her.
Yeah, she's...
Aquaman.
She's had, like, some poop rolls.
Yeah.
Poopy. because she's banging somebody that knows her from some director.
You're very kind.
I can be honest. Sometimes.
Oh, sure, that's right.
Sometimes the word cynical means real.
Yeah.
You know, people don't like that. But anyway.
Well, I have to admit, I feel sorry for the guy. I've seen his cards. He tried to go through life.
Right.
Then he got hooked to nurses, which were cocaine and booze.
Not chose poorly.
He did.
Like they say on the Last Crusade.
Not quite.
Yeah. Musk has Asperger's. Elon Musk has that Asperger's.
Well, you're well wrong, Mike.
Well, that's,
yeah.
That diagnosis is really kind of a
it's sketchy.
Gray area.
Yeah.
It's really gray. I mean, it's big, but it's really hard to differentiate it sometimes from other things.
Yeah. Is that they are geniuses?
It's just weird. It's basically like socially have issues.
Okay.
And really nail it down. Here's the exact criteria we have it, you know?
Yeah, they're very stoic. You know, they're
And typically, they're not idiots. This is social interaction
idiot
issues.
Is that what it's called?
Is what? It? Idiot Devon? I wonder what idiot.
No, I mean, like old school, when they would be deaf and mute, you know, dumb.
Well, you remember
back in the day.
Remember there was like moron, idiot, their IQ level, remember?
Right.
There was a skip IQ level, and here, that guy's a moron. There was an IQ tail. Well, we just throw back in the day, somebody invented that to actually categorize people based on their IQ level.
Right.
Which is hilarious.
That's where the word retarded is from. You don't say specifically people are that way, but when something is lame or...
Right, exactly. To retard the timing, you retard your timing on a car back in the day when
right.
you actually control.
Brought all kinds. They've marched these actresses that he's did before, Kate Moss. They brought out Ellen Barkin. Ellen Barkin was a beautiful woman. You saw her during the trial. Sorry.
What?
But age has not served her well. Ellen Barkin.
Oh, well, yeah. But even, you got to remember, when she was hot and beautiful.
She was hot.
She had a little bit of an odd look.
She did.
You know what I'm saying? It is.
And none of these women, I mean, even Kate Moss got up there and had to clarify how she slipped down some stairs when they were in Europe somewhere. No, maybe it was down in the, like, Aruba. I forget now. I forget. But anyway, she did... They were trying to make it seem like he pushed her, and he actually helped her up. You got to watch these lawyers. You know, it's like they can take anything and turn it into a living nightmare.
Well, I mean, that's what they get paid to be.
It is.
Right? I mean, people make fun of them and give them crap, but it's their business. You know, if somebody has a business, you can't, like they say, don't hate the player, hate the game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's happy.
Oh,
yes. I rubbed his belly.
Now you made him happy Kappa. All right.
Well, this turned into a very slow night, but we enjoy conversation.
And we knew it was
you.
Coming. We kind of got the sense last
yeah.
night because, like I say, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's kind of the end of not summer, getting ready for summer. It's a 4-day weekend. A lot of people start
yeah.
taking Thursdays off. A lot of people are taking Fridays off.
Yeah,
big time.
The school took out Friday.
And even if people are working Fridays, a lot of them are like, I got off work at
yeah.
whatever, and I'm immediately, boof, on the road somewhere.
I have
so.
To work on Monday, so it's not like I get it.
Well, it's not a retail holiday either.
No.
So, but speaking of school, before we go, I would like to mention
mm-hmm.
that we should all take the families, the teachers, the children down there in Texas who had that horrible thing happen to them on Tuesday, and even maybe the 18-year-old shooter who
mm-hmm.
clearly had something wrong with him. But I think we should hold them in our hearts. You know, send them some healing light. You know, I think, and then for the husband that passed away, from a heart attack 2 days later. That's
yeah.
what happened to Carrie Fisher's mother,
That's
Debbie Reynolds.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Aww,
so it's
man.
Really affected me just knowing, you know, to. I don't know how you point a weapon at a
child. Oh, that was bad. People
yeah.
saw me laughing. I am not laughing at anything she had to say. That was terrible. I was laughing because our big giant polar bear dog walked by and bumped the camera, and I saw it shake.
Oh,
30 seconds
like
later.
An earthquake.
Yeah, 20 or 30 seconds later. I'm sorry. Yeah, I totally belittled what you were saying by laughing. Damn. My bad. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Just by being here tonight with us, mm-hmm. we have re-entered you into our drawing.
Re-enter and, you.
Well, yes, they've been re-entered.
Oh, my Lord God.
And we are going to, it'll be next week when we announce who our wieners are.
Wiener schnitzel.
Yeah, that's right. So let's all try. Well, we'll be here tomorrow.
Yep, we are
Saturday.
Doing Saturday, and we're going to see because Memorial Day weekend, obviously the UK folks, we got you. You don't have this weekend holiday thing like we got. I don't think in Canada, I can't speak for them.
No, I know nothing.
No Memorial Day up there.
I can't speak for it.
And we don't even really know what that holiday is for.
But we noticed. Yeah, it is. It's for,
war dead. Yeah, war dead.
Well, it's for the war dead, but people also take it to honor their families. They go to family graves and stuff.
Yeah,
the war, people that died in wars to save this country.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of war movies on Memorial Day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And don't we even have a cemetery over in France somewhere? Or?
Oh, there's a gazillion Americans buried in France. Yeah. There were so many dead. They buried them there. And you know what? There were allies, so it is what it is. The French were allies that helped us become a country.
Yeah.
Back in 1776 when we did the Declaration. Yeah, so it is what it is. We are allies.
Well, everybody, I think we're going. Yeah, here we go.
That's our two-minute blog talk. That's our two-minute warning to end the blog talk. The Facebook Live will be shortly thereafter. Somebody who happened to come on with a question, we could extend it a wee bit, but we'll see what happens.
It's all right. I do have some pressing matters to take care of.
Yeah, of course she does on a Friday night at almost 8 o'clock Eastern Standard.
I have sessions to schedule with those who are waiting for me tomorrow.
She does have that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But don't belittle me.
Well, I wasn't belittling you, but it was just like, really? Yeah, right now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I shall not belittle you. I shall, what is the opposite of belittle? Be giant you. I shall be giant you.
I don't know.
Be ginormous you.
That's exactly what you did.
Uno momento for blog talk. See? Bish backed me up on that.
So is it blog talk that gets the Dire Straits?
Yes, it is.
Well, we have to dance it out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But it's, we have a little, well, we'll end it early.
Yeah, maybe.